You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. Here are your hosts, Dan Watkins and Jim Niarchos.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. We want to thank you for tuning in. For those of you just joining us for the first time, the All Four Seasons Home Show has a different guest on every week, a different topic. The guest we have is a subject matter expert on that particular topic, and they're offering free tips and advice to help you how to save money and not get ripped off. We're on here every Saturday morning at 9, and then the encore presentation is Sunday evening at 9, right here on the New Talk 106.7, where Atlanta comes to talk. We invite you to join us on our Facebook page, All Four Seasons Home Show, and also on Twitter. If you have a question or you need some advice, put it on there, and Dan will be more than happy to answer your question on one of our shows. We have a guest this week that's been with us before, and due to popular demand and what's going on right now with so many people making improvements on their home, and there's such a need and a desire for an honest, dependable home improvement company. And we've got someone on here now that we're very proud to have on us. We try to bring on just the best companies. And we want to welcome back Tightline Exteriors, Mr. Terry Taylor, who's the president. Terry, welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's really good to be back. And I really enjoyed the last time we were here, and hopefully we provided some good advice to some of the homeowners out there to know how to make some wise buying decisions for their home, and even maybe some tips on how they can improve their home on their own if they needed to.
Well, we appreciate that, Terry. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy, but, you know, folks, one thing I like about Tightline Exteriors, you know, as you know, it's such a hassle depending on finding and depending on honest, dependable, competent home improvement companies. And, you know, if you have different things in your home, I mean, I own a home. There's always something to do. And there's different aspects of the home that need to be maintained and repaired over the years. And it's nice to have, for the lack of a better term, a one-stop shop. When you call Tightline, they pretty much can handle it all. And that's why we have them on here this week, because they're going to touch on a lot of different things about your home, not just roofing, not just windows, but several things. And when you deal with Tightline, you don't have to deal with five different people coming over your home. And some people show up, some people don't, some people are qualified, some are not. Some are going to hassle you, some aren't. You know, you can put your mind at ease when you're dealing with Terry and the team. So, Terry, for the folks who may not have heard you last time you were on the show a few months ago, we always like to start off with you sharing maybe a short bio on yourself personally.
Sure.
And the genesis of Tightline Exteriors.
Yeah, sure, Jim. Basically, I'm your typical corporate guy for many years, and I lived the corporate lifestyle. My wife and I, with the family, we moved around the country quite a bit, and we ended up down here in a corporate move down in Atlanta. My wife got down here a year, and she says, boy, I don't want to move anywhere else. So faced with another corporate move, we decided that we would get into the contracting business. And the good thing was that the corporate business that I was in was catering to the construction industry. We were selling, our company was a large multi-billion dollar corporation selling construction products. So it was an easy transition. But when I was doing the corporate thing, I noticed there was a lot of contractors out there, and I would come through meetings with contractors, and I would scratch my head and wonder, how the heck does this guy make any money? And boy, he doesn't seem like he's a really smart businessman. So I just decided to invest in the Tightline business. And so Tightline, we perform contracting services for many things, as you mentioned, siding, roofing, windows, concrete coatings. And we've coined the phrase that we are the trusted resource, for the construction industry, only because, we like to sell products. Yes. And we like to provide services, but we also like to say that people buy from us. We don't sell anything. And a lot of times, if we can't help them out, we like to be the resources they come to and say, Terry, you know somebody to do this? And we don't do it, and we're honest with them, and we say, no, we don't. But here's a number that somebody that you can call, and you can, you know, ask them about their services, and hopefully they do as good of a job as we would do for them.
Well, obviously, with all the different things you do, and you do many, you're also a resource, like you just said. You don't have a problem recommending a reputable source for the homeowner, right, if you don't happen to provide that service.
Yeah, and you know, it's so hard. There's so many options out there. With the internet today, you've got so many, you know, you got a resource right in front of you with your phone. Everybody's got a phone, and they've got a resource sitting right in front of them. It's not like it was before, where really you had a somewhat of a limited pool of resources that you could find the right guy. Now you've got so much in front of you. It's just hard to, you know, you scratch your head and figure, God, all these companies are on their internet, and are they really any good? So we really do try to, if we make a recommendation on somebody, we try to know that it's somebody that we can feel comfortable with and sleep good at night, knowing that we provided our customers with somebody who's not going to rip somebody off.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I'm going to jump right into it. I don't mean to get ahead of you here, Terry, but I know you have a couple products that you've added to your repertoire that you didn't have before. And one of them has to do with the garage, right? Because our garage is always, you know, because the garage doors open and wind is in there and dust and dirt, it's the hardest place to keep clean. But yet we spend a lot of time in our garage, whether it be a workshop, storage, our cars, whatever, the kids play in there. What's going on with the garages that you're doing now?
This is a really exciting product line that we've brought on, and it started about 2 years ago. I went to the Remodelers 500, which is a seminar put on by Remodeling Magazine, and it's got they invite 500 of the largest remodeling companies throughout the country. So I went to the seminar, and there was a manufacturer that was there, and there's always some vendors that are there displaying their stuff, and this vendor happened to be Pentek. And Pentek, I had a product line that was a garage floor coating product that was similar to an epoxy. The thing I really, really liked about this was I know the problems associated with epoxy, with hot tire pickup, and epoxies don't always bond properly to concrete. But their product, it was formulated specifically for concrete, and it bonds well to concrete. As a matter of fact, it bonds four times stronger than most epoxies. And it also, the clincher on this whole thing was a one-day system. It is a true one-day system. A typical garage floor for a homeowner, if you put down an epoxy system, it usually takes a couple of days, 2-3 days, to put the epoxy down properly. That's if you treat the floor properly. And then after that, you got to let it cure for, the manufacturers usually say, 6 to 7 days before you should be able to drive your car on it. Well, my trailer, my 16-foot trailer, rolls up to a house, two-car garage. We come in, we grind the floor. We've got a 600-pound grinder that professionally grinds the floor. That treats that floor, and it opens up in the pores of the concrete. We put down a polyurea base coat. We broadcast the chips. We scrape off the chips. We put down a polyaspartic top coat, which is a non-yellowing top coat. And then that dries in usually 3 to 4 hours. And you drive your car on that garage the very next day. So the homeowner doesn't have to have all of his, you know, all of his possessions that he usually has in his garage out on the, you know, the lawn for an extended period of time. Or he doesn't have to rent a storage cube to put all of his stuff in. He puts that all of his goods back in that garage the next day, and he drives on it. So the only one-day system around, and it's the material goes down really nice, and it makes your garage clean. Mm-hmm. Our homeowners absolutely love it when they're done.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to play the devil's advocate for a minute.
Sure.
And there's probably some people out there saying, well, wait a minute. It's a garage. Why in the world would I need to put a coating on my garage for? I mean, what's the benefits? Just touch on that just for a moment. We're coming up on a break, but if you would.
The big benefit is the cleanliness, okay? And it just looks awesome. I didn't keep my garage very clean, but after we had our garage floor coated, I never let it go get dirty. I always want to keep my garage floor really, really clean. And also, it really does help in resale. When we've had realtors tell us that they took homeowners through a house, they went out in the garage, and the homeowner looked at that garage and say, okay, this is different. This is something different, and it was kind of a deal breaker for them. So it adds the value of your house. It keeps your garage floor clean. Those are the big advantages right there.
And I would think that coating, the nature of it, enables you to clean it easy, right? Things don't stain very easily on it, right? Once it's coated, is that a
absolutely
good assumption?
Right. Yeah, the polyaspartic top coat actually goes down and it seals that surface too. So the water will pool in it, but you brush it off or you scrub it down a little bit. If you do have a leaky vehicle in your garage, all you do is you get some Mr. Clean, you mop it up, and away you go.
Great, great. Well, we're up against a break, but we're listening to Terry Taylor here, president of Tightline Exteriors, talking about all things to do with home improvement. If you got a home, you know there's a lot of things to do, and you want to call somebody that you can depend on that knows what they're doing. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show on the New Talk 106.7. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. Here are your hosts, Dan Watkins and Jim Nearkos.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkos, and we're here with Terry Taylor, president of Tightline Exteriors, talking about all things to home improvement, if you've just joined us. And we were talking about a fabulous, incredible new product, a garage floor coating that Terry has. And Terry, if I may just throw something out at you, just because I know how our listeners think out there, so I'm going to pretend I'm a listener, and I'm going to throw this to you. Hey, I know there's coatings I can put on the garage floor and do myself and everything. And what's the difference there, Terry? I mean, why can't I just do it myself?
Well, that's great. We have homeowners come to us all the time with the same question. And yes, there's a lot of products out there. You can go to one of the big box stores and you can purchase an epoxy type product and you can put that down in your garage floor. We grind up those products a lot, to be honest with you. When we come into a garage, a lot of times people will call us, a homeowner will call us, because that product is actually coming up. And they'll almost be there's a trail where the car goes in every day.
Oh, my goodness.
And that material is coming up. And it's usually called hot tire pickup. And what happens is those hot tires in that garage, after a while, it causes a bond failure where that material was. Even professionally installed epoxy sometimes have the problem of hot tire pickup. Now, the difference between our product and the do-it-yourselfer kind of product is you might use a blower and you might sweep out the garage and you make it clean, and then you lay out this product that comes right out of the can. Our product, we don't do that. For our product, as I mentioned before, we come in with a 600-pound professional grinder. We grind that floor, and that grinding of the floor opens up the pores of the concrete. And then the polyurea material that we put down, formulated specifically for concrete by Pentec, the manufacturer, is a water-seeking polymer. So it's looking for a water molecule in the concrete, and it beds itself into the concrete like a tree root would. So that bond is what separates us from just a regular do-it-yourselfer product, is you're not going to bring that product up. It's not going to come up from the concrete. And we actually give the manufacturer's warranty as a 15-year warranty. It's a true 15-year warranty. Now, somebody might say they give you a lifetime warranty, but the question that I ask is, what's the lifetime?
Right, right.
So a 15-year warranty really is a true 15-year warranty. So that's the big difference, is that we come in, we professionally treat that floor prior to us putting it down. We put the base coat down. We put down the color chip. You can pick anywhere from, there's 12 different colors that you can pick from. And then we put the top coat on, which is a polyaspartic non-yellowing top coat.
Well, we have our sponsor, Dan Watkins of All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors, in the studio with us. And Dan, I bet in your business, you've been in business for 20 years, I bet you've seen some of those do-it-yourself garage floor coatings flaking up and looking scaly and being more of a problem before the person put the coating down.
Well, we're in a lot of garages, so yeah, I have seen a ton of them. I've seen them in my own family. It's worth it to get it done right, not get the hot tires, just making it look bad after a while. And it's still a decently expensive product, even if you go pick it up at the big box stores. But what a difference when you're,
yeah,
grinding that down and getting all the oils out of the concrete and just really doing it right and making your garage floor look great. And you know what? I got it done in my house too, professionally. And I'll tell you what, it hides all the dirt that's in our garage and all the stuff that usually looks so bad on a garage floor you wouldn't even know it.
Well, you know what surprised me? You know, Terry was talking about how attractive it is and how it helps with your home value and everything, that the realtors love it. It just looks fantastic. And you never think about the garage floor can look that good, but this product makes it just, I guess, really stand out.
Yeah, I think for guys especially, too, our garage is one of those places where we like to hang out a little bit. And if you can have it looking nice, looking finished off, I think it makes you want to spend a little extra time in the garage.
Well, we not only do garages, we get guys that want to do the man cave. We've done some man caves, and as long as we can get that, you know, that big old, 600-pound machine down in the basement, if it's a walk-in basement, we've done man caves. Anywhere that it's got a concrete surface, pool decks, we can put it on pool decks, and we can put a little texture on it with a silica sand. We can do that as well. As a matter of fact, parts of the country, we've got dealers. Pentek's got dealers all across. There's some dealers in some parts of the country that they do a lot of exterior applications. And we've done front porches, walkways, things like that. But you mentioned, Dan, the man cave kind of thing. Absolutely. Guys love it. But the women love it as well because of the cleanliness of the area. So it's really easy to maintain, really easy. Just mops up with regular soap and water and maybe a soft bristle broom.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this fabulous new product, you know, the garage floor coating, and we really appreciate you explaining that, because I think a lot of people do need to be educated on that. They're not aware of that there's such a product like this. But you do a lot of other things, and I don't want the show to end before we talk about a lot of the other things you do.
Yeah, one of the other new things, and I like to try to keep things new, and we are in the construction industry, and it's hard to identify, you know, new innovative things. But one of the things that's new for us is we became an approved replacement contractor, or an ARC, for Marvin. And Marvin Windows is a very reputable company, been around for many, many years, privately held company out of Minnesota. And they've got an integrity line that we're responsible for. And the integrity line uses the Ultrex fiberglass as well as wood for their windows. But they've got a great reputation. They're not necessarily the cheapest guy on the block, by no means, but they are a very high quality manufacturer. And again, they're a family owned business out of Minnesota, and we brought our people up to Minnesota and went through a comprehensive training program with Marvin, and we're proud to be an approved replacement contractor for Marvin.
Well, I know whenever you bring on a product to your company, you vet it quite extensively, don't you? You just don't align the brand of tile line exteriors with just anything, do you?
Yeah, well, I got to sleep at night. You know, I'm a small business owner, and I got to sleep well at night knowing that I'm providing the customers with something that is going to last, that I can hang my hat on.
Well, you know, that kind of ethic right there, it reminds me of our sponsor here, Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. When trust matters, you call All Four Seasons, right? And I don't know, is it something to do with maybe you guys went to the same college? Is there something that you guys learned? Do they breed it there or what? What is that, Dan? You guys went to the same school, didn't you?
It wasn't the same college. It was the same high school.
Oh, my goodness. That. Well, that's even when you're younger. They really indoctrinated you then, huh?
We're just a couple of Yankees that were smart enough to make it down to the South, and where everything is better than it is.
And where was that high school? What's the name of that?
Grosse Pointe North
in
Michigan.
And what's the mascot?
The Norseman.
The Norseman.
That's right. The Norseman, yes. Yeah.
In fact, I think we were talking about this the last time. I think you graduated with my baseball coach that ended up being my baseball coach. You were there before me.
Yeah.
Bill Babcock.
Bill Babcock.
One of my favorite coaches.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great pitcher. Just, it was like the first pick, I think, in the second round of the baseball draft.
Well, you know, it's funny, folks, out there. Here we're in Atlanta, Georgia, and we have a lot of guests here on the All Four Seasons Home Show the last few years. And We didn't even know that you, I mean, you guys didn't even know each other. You didn't know you went to the same high. It's just a coincidence you came in here, and I asked you about your background last time when you were on the show.
I think we were talking about music, actually. Right. We started talking about music and started talking about the Motown scene. And I said, and I said, you know, I like the Motown scene. Yeah. And so that's how the conversation started. And I've moved all around the country, you know, with the corporate moves. And like I said, got down here a year, and my wife absolutely loved it. So, and we're neighbors too.
You live on the other side of the mountain. I mean, literally.
You're kidding me, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he lives literally. I mean, I could probably walk to your house faster than driving to it, is my guess. Now, might be up a mountain and then down a mountain.
That's right. Dan did some work for me on my place too. His guys came out and fixed my garage door. God, they did a great job. Yeah. I felt comfortable with that decision. That's for sure.
Well, we're up against the break here. We're here with Terry Taylor, president of Tightline Exteriors. You're listening to Y'all Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. Here are your hosts, Dan Watkins and Jim Nearkus.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus, and we're here with Terry Taylor, president of Tightline Exteriors, talking about all things to do with home improvement. And, you know, one thing that's a big investment with a lot of homes, and people really are concerned about making sure they get the right contractor, is siding, Terry. Now, you just came back from a trip, didn't you, a business trip?
We did, yeah. My wife and I just got back from Austin, Texas. I've never been to Austin, Texas, but the reason for the trip was that James Hardy brings in, that's a manufacturer for the products that we use, is James Hardy siding, fiber cement siding, and they bring in all of their more prominent contractors throughout the country. So there was 400 contractors at this meeting in which they have various seminars where they bring in guest speakers and they talk about better ways to run your business, sales practices, maybe marketing. They also talk about new innovations to their product line, applications. But the benefit of this whole thing is that they also have breakout sessions with various contractors throughout the country. Now, they don't put me with another contractor in the same geography that I operate in because you don't want to share secrets with your competition. Not that there's really any secrets in this business. But they do put you in with other contractors throughout the country, and you share ideas, and you share what's working for them, and you know, what have they seen in the marketplace, and best practices, if you will. So it really was a great seminar. We got a lot out of it. I've been to it for the last 5 years. And James Hardy is a known leader in that segment of the marketplace. So they do a really good job. It's a first-class seminar.
Well, I think a lot of people know the name now. It's been around for a long time, and that's kind of been the siding of choice for a lot of people. It's almost like a concrete product, so it lasts forever, or just about, right?
Yeah.
And then I know they also have some products, too, that are a little different, where if you can pick a color beforehand, right, you're going to get some sort of a painting warranty where you don't have to go and paint, and it's going to last for a long time. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, they've got a product called Color Plus. And Color Plus is a pre-painted product. It's painted on the factory, so it's a baked-on finish. So it's kind of like you never buy a vehicle and take it in your driveway and you know, paint it the color you want. Same principle. They take their boards and they prime it with the specific primer that they recommend, and then they paint it and they bake it on. So you have individual boards that you take out. Now, it takes a little bit of a different application, and you have to touch up some of the spots a little bit here and there. But you get a 15-year warranty on that color fastness of that product. And if a large manufacturer gives you a 15-year warranty on it, you know they've got a really high level of comfort that it's going to last longer than that. And, yes, James Hardy's been around for a long time. It's funny because when I began my career in Southern California, they commissioned their very first plant in Fontana, California, and this was in 1989. So, yes, they've been around a long time, but really it's not been that long. You know, 1989 doesn't, for some of us, seems like a long time. For me, it seems like just yesterday. Okay, but in that period of time, they really have taken their brand, branded extremely well. And as you mentioned, James Hardie is the Coca-Cola, if you will, for the cement, fiber cement board industry now. Everybody knows James Hardie. So
yeah, well, what do they call Hardie siding? And it's right. Same thing with a Xerox like copy.
Kleenex.
Or, yeah. I mean, that it's literally to that point where it is a name brand on the self. It's almost like the product is named that Hardie siding. That's how you know it. You don't know the concrete type mixture. You just know when they say Hardie siding that you know, you're kind of getting the best.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to with those colors again. Where you said, now, is it just a few colors they let you pick out, or can you pick, say, a Sherwin-Williams color, and then they paint it for you that way?
No, they've got their palette, their color palette that they've got, and I believe there's 12 different colors that you pick from, and they're starting to narrow it down because what ends up happening is people pick the same colors. So, yeah, you do have to go with their specific colors, and they've had they've put a lot of research into it, believe me, as far as picking those colors, and most people can pick a color that they like. Now, you're not locked into that color forever. You know, you have a house that's going to last 100 years. You're not going to lock into that same color. You can paint that product if you want to, 15 years down the road if you wanted to, or you can do it 5 years if your wife, you know, just gets tired of that color. But they do have a limited palette of what they offer. It'd be a really inventory nightmare for them to offer all the colors on the Sherwin-Williams palette.
Well, I just wasn't sure if they could incorporate it that way or not. But if you got 12 colors, you're typically going to be able to find something that you like, and then you can just, you know, mix your trim colors or whatever else you're doing, your front doors or you know, your shutters, whatever, and you can blend in with those colors typically.
That's right.
Talk about some other things you do on the exterior of the house.
You know, the exterior is, and the beauty of living in Atlanta, we don't have the, you know, some of the extreme freeze-thaw conditions like we did up in Michigan, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God I didn't live there the last week.
Right, exactly.
Well, I suppose the whole winter.
Yeah. you know, we have other product lines that we do for the exterior, such as gutters. We're in Owens Corning, a preferred contractor for Owens Corning for roofing. We do repaints, and of course the window line, and we're not just locked into the Marvin window line. We've also got vinyl windows that we do. Marvin has their Ultrex fiberglass product, which is more dimensionally stable than a lot of other products, including vinyl in my view. But we also offer some vinyl products as well that, are kind of a price point issue, if you will, including Simonton, which is a great manufacturer, of vinyl windows. So, we anything to do with the exterior home. We don't get into the landscaping too much and things like that. But anything to do with the exterior of the home, whether it be shutters or front doors or gutters, you know, we can do it for you. And you know, just give us a call, look us up on the website. You know, our number is 770-509-2282. Just give us a call and we'll help you out.
You know, another thing, back to the windows. When we're making a decision on a window, what should we be thinking about?
You know, windows, obviously, you know, not everybody's got that that money tree growing in their backyard. So, you know, windows range in price. You know, you see people that advertise, you know, $189 window. You're probably not going to be spending $189 window. By the time you add all the add-ons to it, you're looking at a $400 or $500 window. We like to talk per opening. So that's the average cost of a vinyl window that's going to go into your house. And you can go all the way up, you know, some of the really high-end wood windows or wood composite windows, you're talking $2,000-$3,000 an opening. So the budget has to do with, you know, what you got to look at and what you want. You also want to make sure that you've got the UV ray product that is the coating on the window that doesn't allow UV rays to come in. And argon gas filled, that helps from an energy efficiency standpoint. You know, any window that if you got a square window coming out, you can put another square window in. You can go with a double hung in that same opening, or you can go with a casement window. So as long as the opening is the same, you can put whatever you want in it as long as the dimensions are the same. And then you look at the grids, okay? What kind of grids? Do you want GBG, grid between glass? which is very popular, easy to clean. Or you can go with the simulated divided light, which is the grids that are on the outside of the window, tend to be more expensive, a lot more expensive than a GBG. I'm sorry?
Why is that? Why I would think the one in between the middle would be the more expensive.
No. It's because each pane is they have to put a spacer in between at that grid. So the spacer has got to go at that grid line.
Okay.
So it does tend to be a little bit more expensive. Then you can look at different colors. You got to pick what kind of color you want on a window. And most people, 90% of the people go with a white window. It's easy to, to maintain it. It looks good with a lot of different finishes.
White matches.
White matches most everything. Stuff, And so a lot of people go with white. And then you look at different hardware. So there's a lot of different moving parts associated with windows. Fortunately for us, people get kind of stuck in the same thing. If you take out a regular double hung window, you put in a double hung window. So that's pretty much it.
I've noticed also people getting away from the grids a little bit too, kind of going back to the plain window. Have you noticed that?
I have, yeah. And it just depends on the neighborhood and what people are looking for. But you have to take into consideration your covenants in your neighborhood. What they allow. Some neighborhoods won't allow you to change that. But I like the look. I like the clean, fresh look. I also like the simulated divided light, the grids on the outside. I think it looks good. And you can go with simulated divided light on the outside and go with more of a GBG look on the inside.
Well, we're getting a lot of good information here from Terry Taylor, president of Titeline Exteriors. We're going to come back. And, Terry, when we come back, Dan and I are going to ask you, how can we advise these listeners not to get ripped off and get involved with a bad contractor? What's some of the tips and advice that you can give them to make sure that doesn't happen? We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show. Here are your hosts, Dan Watkins and Jim Nearkos.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkos, and we're in our last segment. It's gone quick here. We're with Terry Taylor, president of Titeline Exteriors, talking about all things to do with home improvement. And if you own a home, you know how critical that is. Terry, people want to make sure they pick the right contractor. Why don't you take us through the process of what it's like to deal with Titeline? If somebody decides to call Titeline and just kind of explore, how do you guys handle it?
Well, people come to us in a lot of different ways. A lot of them, they see our signs out on the yard, and we get into a neighborhood, and it just kind of spreads like wildfire. Once you get a neighbor that talks you up, and the next guy wants to do the same thing, and then they see our sign out in the front yard with our number, 770-509-2282, they give us a call, or they look us up on the internet. And, the internet's not going away, and so they look us up on the internet. They Google Titeline, or they know our website through a business card, so they look us up. So then you call into our call center, and the appointment is set, and it'll be one of our sales reps, and they're sales consultants is what they are, because their job really is to come out there and consult with the homeowners. So the appointment is set. They come out, they sit down with the homeowner. They take as much time as the homeowner wants to talk about the problems that they're having or what's going on with their house. You called us out for a reason. We don't talk at all about our products. We don't talk at all about the company. People have already researched us. It's all about the homeowner at that point. So we spend as much time as we can with the homeowner. And then we take a bunch of notes. And we measure everything, and we identify what their needs are, and then we leave. And we go to the drawing board, and we figure out, okay, these are going to be the best options for the homeowner. And let's just say windows. The customer wants to put in new windows. We identify, maybe what they like about what their current windows are, what they don't like. And we actually give them a booklet at that time that helps them make a good buying decision. We want them to make a good buying decision, whether it's us or somebody else, okay? And we don't want them to get ripped off. So we give them a booklet, and it kind of leads them through that. And it talks about the things like making sure the contractor's got insurance, making sure the contractor's a part of various associations to make sure that they're really plugged into this industry. They're not just a fly-by-night company that comes in, puts a magnet on their truck, and leaves. So they got to have insurance. They have some references. And then make sure that the contractor gives you some options, okay? And that's what we try to do. We always come back. When we come back for the presentation it's a really lengthy presentation, meaning that it's not going to take 5 hours, but the paperwork associated with it is going to give the customer some options, okay, a good, better, best maybe for all the things that they're looking for. So it doesn't pin them down into a corner. So basically gives them some options and then let the customer make that decision. There's no pressure associated with it. We want to help them, lead them through this process. But that's pretty much it. Now, that's on our standard products that take a little bit of research. Concrete coatings is pretty black and white. So we don't want to take a lot of the homeowner's time. We might take 45 minutes of their time, and usually they can make a decision on this thing pretty easily. It's not like they're spending $20,000. So we come in and we take about 45 minutes of their time. We watch a little video. We measure the floor. We test the floor for moisture. We test it for hardness because those are the things that could affect whether or not we can actually do it. And if we can't do it, we tell the customer, we can't do it. Your floor has got way too much moisture in it, or it's got, you know, it's too soft for us to grind that floor down. So that's kind of one step, if you will. Where the other products, it takes us two meetings with the customer before they're, you know, usually educated enough to make a good decision.
Now, during the break, you had mentioned something about a book. I found that very interesting. You mind touching on that?
Yeah, that booklet is we don't make the book. It's a impartial third party that makes the book called Certified Contractors. And Certified Contractors is a network of contractors throughout the country. It's an association that helps contractors with their business. It helps them become educated on best practices, how to best run their business more efficiently. But the book is there so that and we give it to the homeowners, we leave it for them so that they can make a good, wise buying decision when they make the decision, whether it's Tightline or somebody else. We want to make sure that they're making a good choice.
And there's like a checklist in the book. Makes it very easy for them to see what they need to cover.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it's a checklist and has certain things in it. You know, does he have contractors? Does he have insurance? Do you see his insurance? You know, a lot of contractors say they got insurance, but the wrong time to find out that they don't have insurance is when you got a claim.
Somebody well, share with our listeners real quick why the right kind of insurance is so important.
Well, you got to have general liability and workman's comp insurance. Those are the bare minimums. And then we also carry umbrella, insurance. And, somebody steps on your property. If it's a contractor that's got a worker working for them that falls off the roof, you could lose your house, unfortunately. People don't realize it. My insurance agent, he tells me all the time, you don't see it happening, Terry, because you've never made a claim, but he sees it all the time. You know, somebody steps on somebody's property, they have an issue, and the homeowner's stuck in the middle.
That's terrible, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about every week, right, what we're talking about, Jim, things that people try to save a little bit of money on, but it just really doesn't pay to take a risk like that where you could get sued for one thing. And then the other thing is just when you want to go back and find somebody, if there's something wrong, if there's something with a warranty and they're not there, you're going to be kicking yourself for it. And that's really what you're dealing with when you don't deal with a reputable company. When you're not able to check these out, you don't have references, you know, reading reviews, et cetera. You just don't know who you're dealing with. And if you're dealing with that kind of that one man kind of guy that's doing it all and he's pulling people onto your property, helpers and things like that, yeah, it's a double whammy, right? They probably don't have insurance. On top of that, they probably don't know what they're doing quite as well as the company that does this all the time.
And when you bring somebody onto your property or even in your home, you need to make sure that what's the background on that person, right, Terry? You just don't bring anybody over there.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, like I mentioned before, when we get into a neighborhood and you start doing some good work, the word spreads. And we'll do things like neighborhood events where we'll have James Hardy come out and they'll put up their tent on a Saturday morning and we'll, you know, roast out some hot dogs and some hamburgers, and people just start coming out of the woodwork because they've heard that we're in the neighborhood, and, you know, they come over and they just chat with us about what's going on in their house. And pretty soon, you know, we might get a call 2 years later, or we might set up, you know, appointment with the customer that day. But, you know, we're in their house and we're trying to help them out. But, yeah, word of mouth is really a good thing. If you hear somebody who's dealt with somebody and had a good experience, we always like to ask the customer, you know, have you done any contracting business before? And they usually say yeah or no, and you ask them how that experience was. So,
well, Terry, you know, I wish we had more time, but we're running out of it. But I know that we want to give you an opportunity to address the listeners. I know you mentioned during the break you'd like to say offer something to our All Four Seasons Home Show listeners.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the hottest product that we've got going right now is the concrete coatings, and it's on fire right now. The springtime, I don't know what happened, but January 1st, you know, December is usually a slower month, but January 1st came around and the phones just started ringing like crazy. So I'd like to offer anybody who is listening to this, if you're considering putting a concrete coatings or a new garage floor in your garage, give us a call. We'll give you $400 off. Mention that you heard me on the show. Make sure that the girl on the other end of the line knows where you heard this from, and we'll give you $400 off your garage floor, no matter what size.
Folks, you need to check this out. Now, just to make sure that everybody knows what Terry just said, you're going to get $400 off if you do one of these garage floor coatings. And all you have to do is mention, hey, Terry, I heard you on the All Four Seasons Home Show. Like to take advantage of it, right, Dan?
That's right, and you will be happy with it. Again, I might have gotten a little different product, but I got a professional product down on my floor, and it makes all the difference in the world. It really does. Spend a little bit extra money, and you will be very happy that you did.
Like always the case, you know, you go for quality. But we want to thank you for listening to All Four Seasons Home Show. Dan, I want to take the opportunity to thank you for sponsoring the show every week, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Real quick, what's happening with your business, Dan?
Well, we're trying to regroup, Jim. It's 2019, so we've got a couple people in training. We are doing what we always do.
You're staffing up, huh?
We're staffing up. We're hoping to have a great year. And you know, like always, we want to have the highest quality people come into your house and doing work for you.
Great. Well, we thank you. Folks, want to thank you again for listening. You can check us out every Saturday morning at 9, and then the encore presentation Sunday evening at 9, right here on the New Talk 106.7. Next week, we're going to have the Atlanta Gladiators. We're going to have the hockey guys here talking all about what's going on over there and all their activities they got coming on. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. This is Jim Niarchos telling you to have a great week.